We have started a conversation around disruptive technology, specifically darkness technology that has spurred investors to drop millions of dollars behind electric scooters and bikes in recent weeks. Critics don't like the way the companies operate. They drop into town to create a demand for their product without getting proper regulatory approvals. Like it or not, it's a business model that communities across the globe are being forced to deal with. California is struggling with how it would work with its mandatory helmet law. And here at home, it remains to be seen what impact Lime will have on the local nonprofit bike-sharing program, Beaky Bikes. Back in May, the group's CEO, Lori McCartney, told us when it began talking with the city years ago, it considered two dockless systems, but that the city settled on the dock plan that's in place now. We caught up with Honolulu's Mayor Kirk Caldwell as Lime tries to force the city to address its entry into the market.
The reason why the city and County of Honolulu got behind a, Beaky Bike and a docked approach was a way to control where the bikes are placed, because they would be using city assets, either sidewalks or streets. And where you put a docked station, you know that that's where the bikes will be placed, that's where they'll be returned, and they're being put in places where there's been some discussion and forethought, both with the city, but also with the community. And as you see, you know, in our expansion of Beaky, we are engaging with the community and talking about where the appropriate places to put the stations, and it can then control the impact in our neighborhoods. And that's why we went with this program. Now, after that, a Lime bike showed up in a very short notice without reaching out to the administration in any way, and rolled out about 200 Lime scooters, and we immediately saw the negative impact, the concerns we had when we went with the docked program, where scooters were left all over the place. One ended up in the Alawai Canal. Others were dumped in Kapi'olani Park, where, you know, when they operate them, they start making a profit, and you can't use the park for business purposes. And it resulted in our strong pushback and request that they remove the scooters and then sit down with us to talk about how we should proceed. Since that time, we formed a working group at the city, at the executive level, where we're working on the best model to roll out, because we recognize that whether it be Lime Bike or Jump or Verge or some of these other bike share, scooter share, electric bike kind of programs, they're going to come, just like they're going to other cities, not in our country, but around the world. But how do we manage it in such a way that we don't have more challenges to our sidewalks than we already have? And as you know, we have many, many challenges. And for me, and they have not made a recommendation yet, but I think we have to figure out a way where it's clear that whatever type of program it is, whether it be dockless or docked, that the bikes need to be returned to designated areas, or the scooters need to be returned to designated areas and not just left all over the place. And there's going to have to be some form of technology to incentivize that occurring. What in a docked program needs to be returned there, or you have trouble when you rent the bike. They're going to have to come up with some kind of app that when the scooter is returned, it needs to be returned to a designated area, or it continues to charge the customer, for example. Perhaps that's one way to do it. The other issue is one of safety. These scooters, for the most part, were being driven on sidewalks at a high speed that if it was to hit a pedestrian, they would cause significant physical harm. So to make sure they're not ridden on the sidewalks, in fact, Lime initially was showing how demonstrating the use of these scooters right on city sidewalks. So there's that issue. And then the second issue is what is appropriate in a bike lane and what is not appropriate. And obviously, mopeds are not allowed in bike lanes. And some of these scooters are considered to be no mopeds, yet I would even say, as mayor, I don't think they're appropriate in the road either, because they don't look safe enough to be riding with cars. So how do we find this balance? And we're going to be looking at best practices in other cities and then coming out with regulation to work with these other types of companies to see what we can do.
We did talk with the Lime representative, who said that they did come up with a plan for best practices, and I think they may have already transmitted that to the administration. I don't know if you had a chance to look at it. Is it your sense that there will be some kind of pilot project?
It could be a pilot. You know, I'm not going to jump ahead and speculate yet because I've asked this group to come up with their recommendation. But I do think there will be a recommendation on how to manage this. You know, these types of companies are going to come to our shores, and I don't think we can keep them out any more than, you know, people would like to keep out Uber and Lyft will be kept out. And I think this is part of the new technology that's coming about around the world, and it's one that we should look to work with, but it's how you manage it appropriately. We've talked about some of these things, but I think their model is not a perfect model, and I think that it's going to need to be adjusted. But I think that is something we want to do holistically. So it's not just their model, but it's a model that would work for all the different types of bike companies or scooter companies that we have. I think we're going to be seeing more of these types of companies, you know, backed with a lot of capital that are going to be looking to try to grab market share in cities around our country, and there's particularly interest in our city, partly because of the strong visitor industry, but also we're well suited because of our flat terrain and in density within the urban core for using these types of bikes and scooters.
We were hearing some concern by seniors. They're just concerned that these things are just going to be scattered about and will create a hazard.
They are tripping hazards, and that's why we want to make sure they would be returned to designated areas in a standing position where they wouldn't be just dropped on their side. And we saw a lot of the drop-in on the side in the week that Lyme was here. They were on sidewalks, they were in bus stops, they were thrown, as I said, in the Holloway Canal. And they were also placed on private property with no permission from the private businesses, and that is something that would have to be worked out too. But yes, we want a program. We're trying to become an age-friendly city. And as you know, we had a summit a couple of years ago on it. We're rolling out parts of this. The bulb outs are part of that. But in becoming age-friendly, we don't want to see these kinds of programs where it's actually making it more dangerous for our seniors for trip and fall hazards.
Okay, so basically your message is not so fast.
Not so fast. And looking at it holistically, not just for one company, but for all competitors.
Since the city issued its cease and desist order and returned the scooters, Lyme has hired Glenawong's public relations company to help navigate the way going forward with the administration. That is in addition to 360 PR, which initiated talks with members of the Honolulu City Council.